Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Running a bit later than my normal weekday broadcast, as headed out before 6 a.m. to vote, and spent an hour or so in line and was able to cast a vote this morning. Just a privilege to do that. As I was chatting with an individual in line with me, talked about how it always ought to be this way. Not the line so much, but the turnout. And perhaps if it had been such a turnout on a consistent basis, they'd be better prepared for the quantity of people that wanted to cast a vote. Kind of reminded me of the lines, not that I've ever participated in any, but the lines that are often shown are on Good Friday, on Black Friday. Just the eagerness of people. I was thinking about that and just the participation level. This morning, as we continue through the devotional journal that I've working on, A Heart of Thanksgiving. Today's topic is specifically on being thankful for times or seasons of refreshing. God's Word tells us that His Word itself, the message from Him, ought to be a refreshing to our soul, to our spirit, to who we are. And as I thought about the refreshing of that God's Word brings, I thought about all of the times in my life where I've longed for some type of refreshment. I think of the days as a child and a teenager on the farm baling hay and putting it up, and it seemed like I would often get stuck stacking it in the hay mow while my brother would be out in the field with the breeze, and not sure either job was really all that much better, but you always felt the other guy had the better side to it, but just hotter than all get out. And somebody would come out with a jug of ice water. Or those early days of adulthood when I would be working on a commercial roofing crew, and the only thing hotter than the hot tar that we were laying down on the roof was the sun reflecting off of it. And just making me long for a good cold glass of ice water. Now there's something about when you get to that point of needing refreshment, is often that first drink is quite a shock. There are those that I've read since that caution against drinking ice water when you're that great of need of refreshment to use something more room temperature. But at least when I was growing up, we never heard of such a thing. But there was always something about the relief that followed that initial shock that was incredible. And I think sometimes when we gaze into God's Word and we apply it to our life, there's that initial shock of conviction, of challenge, of the need for change. And sometimes that shock is so great that we choose not to look beyond it. But I believe that the times of refreshing that God's Word is designed to bring into our life come after we endure that shock. And the joy that comes from the refreshment that it brings makes that shock melt away so quickly. As the power of transformation, as the power of change, as the power of conviction that is God's Word moves into our life and gives us the opportunity to be different than we ever were before. Gives us the opportunity to be refreshed in our times of weariness. Many times it's those things that God's Word convicts us of, those things that God's Word challenges us to do or to not do, that are really the source of our weariness. And so even through the shock of His Word, when we allow it to refresh our spirit, we find that the weariness that we once walked with has slowly melted away. As you pray today, I don't know where you're at in your level of weariness, where you're at in your need for a season, a time of refreshing. I do know that God has promised to provide that through His Word, through time spent with Him, through sitting and allowing Him to transform your very life, your actions, your thoughts, the way you treat people, the way you interact with others. You see, it's in this season. I think that's one of the reasons why the voter turnout is so high. That people are longing for a time of refreshing. Unfortunately, we somehow think that choosing just the right candidate will accomplish that. And I suspect that regardless of who is elected president or governor or congressman or whatever other office that you're voting for, that it won't be long before the vast majority of people are once again disillusioned, once again feeling weary, once again wondering what happened. And that's why it's so important that we gaze into God's Word to find the refreshment that we need. A refreshing that doesn't leave us disillusioned, that doesn't leave us empty. I was thinking about that as I was standing in line. It says, whether you like Him or not, whether it's a good thing or not, I says, one thing that President Trump has accomplished is a vast increase in voter turnout, in participation. And whether it's an increase because of support or an increase because of opposition, the result is more people making their voice known through the ballot. But I wonder, what would it take? What would happen if more people would make their voice known through their life? Through the deeds done that honor Jesus, that lift Him up, that make Him known. Through the acts of kindness and goodness, and through a gentle spirit, through a seeking of peace, through reconciliation. You see, we are in need of refreshing in this country. A refreshing that only the shock of God's Word can bring. As I thought about that refreshing, I thought about the shock of a cold glass of water. I thought about all of the TV and movie scenes of reviving a person with the electric paddles, that their heart has stopped and charged to whatever, clear, and put those paddles on and thump, and to bring that heart back to life. And sometimes it's that idea of God's Word shocking us back into life. We become complacent so easily. And to allow the shock of God's Word, the conviction of His Word, the challenge of His Word to restart us so that we live differently, so that we live in ways that love our neighbor, so that we live in ways that loves our enemy, so that we live in ways that does good for all people. You see, who you vote for today will make some difference, but it won't be a lasting difference. The only thing that brings a lasting difference, the only thing that will bring a lasting difference in this nation or any other, is a revival of God's Word transforming the hearts and minds of people. And so as we pray today, I would encourage you to participate, to spend time with God, to spend time praying, to ask Him to guide your decisions. But even more than that, spend time allowing God's Word to refresh you, to shock your heart back into rhythm, into His rhythm. And regardless of what happens over the next 24 hours or week or whatever time it takes to come up with results, love your neighbor. Love your enemies. Do good to those who even spitefully misuse and mistreat you. Treat people the way Jesus has treated you, with love and compassion and mercy, with kindness and forgiveness, with a call to purity and hope. And know that this nation changes when the hearts of its people change. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that we do have a God like You that loves us immensely. Father, I thank You that I live in a country that I have the opportunity to vote, to have a say in those who lead. And I recognize that there are so many differences in opinions and beliefs and what is really necessary and what isn't. So I pray that even more so than an election that goes the way that I want, that I pray for a nation of people that their hearts would turn toward You. That we would allow Your Word to shock us in the rhythm and bring the refreshing that only You can bring. Father, as we look back over this past year and the weariness that it has brought, the weariness of COVID, the weariness of social injustice, the weariness of rioting and anger and hatred, the weariness that all of these things have just kind of kept piling onto us. And Father, even as people vote today, I pray that they would look beyond that vote for their source of refreshment. That they would look to You, that Your people would rise up with love and compassion and kindness and offer refreshing that only You can give. Fathers, I pray, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our churches, our schools, our community, and I pray that our life with You would show them how refreshing Your Word can be. That rather than viewing Your Word as condemning or restricting, that we would find the freedom that we have in Christ and live with a refreshed spirit because of that. Father, I pray that today we would look within us, and even when your word shocks us with the conviction, that we would make the changes necessary. Even when your word challenges us to do more, to be more, to serve more, that we would make the changes necessary to do that. And Father, as we allow the shock of your word to transform us and to conform us more and more into the image of Jesus, may we find our soul, our spirit, our very being refreshed daily. God, today I pray that your word would refresh this land, that your church would again become people of the word, that you would forgive us and we would repent of all of the times where we neglect your word or we change it to suit our purposes and our desires, where we explain it away. And may we find refreshing as we gaze intently into your perfect law, into your word. And in those times of refreshing, may we lift up Jesus in such a way that many are drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.